Are you listening? Good morning. How are you? How are the rest of you? Anybody want to tell me the truth? How are you? Happiness? Fantabulous? Okay, we'll work on that. How you doing? Would you open your Bible? Imagine that. We're going to church. We're going to open our Bible. Chapters, Matthew 6, verse 19. I just want you to see something. This thing's a little bit loud. Are you there? Matthew 6, 19. Are you there? Do you need a Bible? Does anybody need a Bible? You do? You don't? Go over with your mommy, okay? And look at hers right now, okay? Go over with mommy. Are you there? Matthew 6, 19 through 21. Are you listening? Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If you treasure Jesus, and you would like to give Him what He wants, I'm just asking you to stand. If that's not in your heart, just sit there. We'll bless you anyway. But if you treasure Jesus and want to give Him what He wants, just stand with me. We're going to have a word of prayer. You know what's neat, Jesus? Is you. And we want to give you everything you want because you are worthy. You are most valuable. You are our treasure. You are who we want. You are what we want more than anything. I am asking you today to minister to each one that came here. Reveal to each one that you love them, that you desire them, that you include them, that your thoughts toward them are more than the sand of the sea, that you'll never leave them nor forsake them because you are after them and you created them for one-on-one fellowship with you. And I'm asking that you would meet their needs. I'm asking that you would minister to them. Help each one of them today to receive your blessing as if each one of them were Jesus Himself. Just pour out on them, Father. Just bless them as your own children. Now today, we just want to thank you for coming, Jesus. We don't ever want to take that for granted. And as the leader, I just want to give you this time. You can do anything you want. It doesn't matter what we think. What would you like to do today, Jesus? I thank you that you showed my wife that there's an open heaven here today. Lord, we just want to be wide open to you. I love that Psalm 81:10. Open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. And I like to think of just having my mouth wide open, like when I'm standing in the rain and you're just raining right in my mouth. But Lord, I would just like to open wide and just receive you. And I pray that you would draw each heart in this place, that each one of us would desire you. But Lord, right now, Father, we just want to wait on you. You're worth waiting for. What would you like to do today? What would you like to do right now in this place? in our hearts.
God, you're so present here this morning. And as that music played, I just felt like it was opening up the sky. God was opening up to pour in here today. He is so present here. Are you opened up? Are you opened up, ready to receive?
Good morning, everyone. Ooh, it's a little warm.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody have any words this morning? Or I know that the spirit's real thick here this morning, and just want to allow time for people to say what's on their hearts. So. Okay. All right. How many know the song "Days of Elijah"? Everybody know that? Oh wow. My group knows it. Okay. Well, this is really ringing. So. You probably know, you'll recognize it when we start it, so.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the in the desert cry, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes riding on the cloud, shining like the sun at the trumpet call. So lift your voice in the ear of jubilee, for out of Zion till salvation come. These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore. Still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes riding on the cloud, shining like the sun at
that trumpet call, so lift your voice, the air of Jubilee, for out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice, the air of Jubilee, for out of Zion's hill salvation come.
Here's the different part. It goes like this.
There's no God like Jehovah. 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 There's no God. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice, the year of Jubilee, for out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Behold, he comes, he's riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice, in the year of Jubilee, out of Zion's hill salvation comes.
So how many recognize that song this morning? Yeah, there you go. There you go. I knew that happened. So let's sing that. I just want to sing that one more time. We're going to...
Are you okay?
And these are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice, year of Jubilee, out of Zion's hill salvation come. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice, year of Jubilee, out of Zion's hill salvation comes.
Oh, amen, amen. All right. Okay, let's see. We're going to mix it up a little bit here. We're going to sing Trade My Sorrow this morning because we need to get a little more rowdy, right? Rowdy, right.
I'm trading my sorrow, and I'm trading my shame, and I'm laying them down for joy of the Lord.
Here we go.
I'm trading my sorrow, and I'm trading my shame, and I'm laying them down for joy of the Lord. And we say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. The bridge would not crush, persecuted, not of anger, struck down. Blessed beyond the curse, for the promise will endure. It's joy gonna be my city. Though sorrow may last for a night, joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrow, I'm trading my sin, I'm
a few minutes. We've been asking the leadership to share their salvation testimonies, and just like to open that up for any of those who were ready to do that today, or anyone who wants to share your salvation testimony. Does anyone want to take her on that?
My name is Sharon, and I'll just tell you briefly how I was saved. I was in the inner city looking for a store where I could buy some greens, because I like collard greens, but I like cat also. And my pastor lived over there. And so he was talking to me, and I grew up in a religious background, Christian Reform, which is basically what this area is, Christian Reform. And he asked me if I were to go out and ask them didn't get hit by a bus or something and died, am I sure that I will go to heaven? And I cannot say yes. I had no answer. I was stuck. And so he witnessed to me the four spiritual laws by Bill Wright. And it was then that I had to make a choice and pray and ask Jesus to take full control of my life. And there's a verse in here, 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. It says, and this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And so that's my challenge to all of you today, to open yourselves up fully to the control of the Lord. Let him have your life so that you will know beyond the shadow of a doubt where you are going.
Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And that blood had to be pure, innocent blood. That's the only payment for sin. And none of us have that. You know, a newborn baby is born with sinful blood because the blood comes from the father and sin is passed through the blood. But God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Jesus' father had no sin. That's why the Holy Spirit had to come upon Mary and implant the life of Christ in her. So there would be no sin in his blood. He couldn't have an earthly father. Jesus Christ grew and he lived his entire life with one purpose, to take your sin on him and take it to his cross and shed his innocent blood to pay for your sin. I really feel like today is a day of salvation. I don't have a message. I don't think Harvey had a message, but now he's up here, maybe he does. But God is here. And he wants you to come to him, not just to escape hell, because the punishment of sin, the wages of sin is eternal death, separation from God. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He wants to give you eternal life, but he wants to give you more than just escaping hell. He wants to give you the life he created you to have. A life in unity and oneness in the spirit realm, in the kingdom, hooked up with God who created you. You are a part of him, So when you come back into that unity with Him, find out what you were created for, who you really are, what you're doing here, and begin to function in unity with God. That's when you lose your life, but you find your real life. Nothing else can satisfy. I've been in the Lord's presence all morning. And when I got up this morning, I tried to study, but I just couldn't study because I kept wanting to laugh. God was just in a good mood. If God has moods, He was in a good one. I don't think God's moody. I've often wondered, how could He feel everything at one time? You know, we went to a shower this weekend, and there was a little girl. She couldn't have been 4 or 5. And she was sharing with the children. She said, my friend, my cousin died, and now she's an angel. That little friend, I went and asked her mom, the little friend was a 5-week-old baby that died, born with a vein outside of her head, and it caused her to choke on the blood at 5 weeks old, and she died. You know, that family, they're not in a good mood. They're grieving. They're weeping. Their guts are just torn out with sorrow and grief. And the Holy Spirit feels that grief. He feels the depth of their pain. Has anybody in this room suffered that kind of grief from a death? Just put your hand up. Have you lost someone in death that just did? I lost a baby. I've lost my sister, my mom, my dad. I think the baby was the deepest grief. He's there with you sharing that grief. And at the very same moment, He's at the wedding altar, weeping for joy as that bride and groom repeat their vows. His heart is just thrilled with excitement and love and joy. I go, how can you do it, God? How can you feel everything at one time like that, you know? Only God could do that. But this morning, for the first part of my day, God was laughing every time I was trying to study. He wouldn't let me read. Every time I shut my eyes, it was like this laughter just filled me. And we're in the car, and I'm just wanting to giggle, you know. And I'm going, wow, I'm just so happy. I'm just bubbly happy today. And God is really happy. And we got here, and God was really happy. And as people started coming in, I started being in the presence of God, experiencing. Someone would just walk down the hall, and suddenly I was just grieving for that person. Someone else, Harvey, came and sat by me, and all of a sudden it was like melting in this gentle quietness, you know. So I was having these shifts, how God relates to every one of us where we're at. If you have ever felt, no one understands what I feel. No one understands the real me. No one knows what I need, what I crave, who I am. I don't even understand me. God does. There's this big vacant hole that only He can fill. Only He can fill, because He's the rest of you. You're the rest that needs to plug into Him. He's everything you ever wanted, craved, hungered for. And He craves and hungers for you. It's more than an escape from hell. It's you finding out who you really are. And I think today is a day. God's here. And He wants you. Do you want Him? You know, repentance isn't you cleaning up your life. It isn't you changing, vowing never to do something again. That won't work, and you will do it again. I still vow not to do things. I vow every day I get up, I'm not going to say one negative word today. And before an hour's up, I've said 10 of them. I vow I'm not going to gossip. And then somebody just crosses my path. Before I know it, I've said something against them. Especially people on the road, right? Oh, God just loves to test us through that one. Have you ever vowed, you know, diet start on Monday and by Tuesday it's done? We can't change ourselves. Repentance is seeing what's inside of our heart. What's really in there? The pride, the fear, the hate, the anger, the jealousy, selfishness, and hating that. Oh God, I see how different I am from you. I see how unholy I am. I hate it. I don't want to be like this. I need your mercy. Because you are a holy God and I am not holy. I am sinful. I need your forgiveness. I need your mercy. If you can do anything with me, please do it, because I can't do a thing with me. But I want you to change me. I want a new heart. I want to be like you. That's repentance. And if that's where you're at, you're ready for the next step, which is simple faith. Jesus. He paid it all. I want him to come and live in me. I want what he did for me on that cross. Thank you, Jesus. There's nothing I can do. You did it all 2,000 years ago. Thank you. It all rests on you. It all depends on you. Nothing I can do. Thank you that you did it for me. It's a little embarrassing. You know, some places, they try to make it so easy. Everybody bow your head. Now, if you want to pray that prayer, raise your hand. Nobody looking around. Now, let's keep it secret. No. He walked down Calvary Road, stripped, naked, bloody, humiliated, spat on for you. You can walk to the front, to his cross, and say, I want everyone to know. I want everyone to know. Today, I come to accept Jesus and give him all my sin. I want you to come up today, whenever you're ready, during the worship, during what prayer time, during whatever's going on. I just want you to come all the way up to this cross and tell him, I accept you today. I accept you today. I want you to go a step further. The same day in Acts that people did that, the same day they were baptized. Because baptism was a picture. The cross, buried in the likeness of Jesus and raised to walk a new life. Well, I can't ask you to get baptized today because we closed our swimming pool and the cattle trough in back has been drained. But I want you to tell us if you do that today. I am ready. I want to be baptized to follow God with the rest of my life. And we will fill that cattle trough in the back room and we'll try to warm it. We'll do our best. And you can get baptized next week. So if you make that decision today, just come at any time. I don't care if somebody's talking, singing. Just push your way right to the worship group and come to the cross. And then come find Harvey and tell him. Unless he's face down on the floor somewhere, then you can come tell me or Glenn or any one of the leaders here, anybody with a badge, they'll get the message. So that's your invitation. It's open the entire day for you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
say come just as you are. Hear the Spirit call. Come just as you are. Come see. Come receive.
Question for this week. Can I give you a question? Can you take a challenge? This week, think this question. If I stood before God right now, you know, like dying, you stood before God and He said, why should I let you into heaven? Would your answer be something you've done? Or would it be what Jesus did? What are you trusting in? Is it something you've done? I prayed a prayer. I joined a church. I was sincere. I got baptized. I am a good person, or I try to do all these. I try to live by the Ten Commandments. Because my answer would be, you ought to send me to hell. That's what I deserve. But I believe that Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, died on the cross for me. He took everything I deserve. He became a drug dealer for me. He became a liar for me. He became a thief for me. He took what I deserve and He killed it. And I'm trusting that what He did was for me. I understand that I'm the one who nailed Him to the cross. I'm the one, my sin killed Him. It's not something I do or did. It's something what He did. That's eternal. What I do is temporary. What He does is eternal. I have a gift of eternal life. So just ask yourself, would my answer be something I did or what Jesus did? Something I'm doing or what Jesus did?
No. Thank you.
every single prayer. Out in the calm and storm, oh, sorry, it's not what you have required. You search much deeper.
If there's any other need that you need, you're invited to come up here for prayer. Search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to heart of worship, it's all about you, it's all about you. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made.
things I've made them, when they're all about you. They're all about you, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, and holy, holy is He.
Sing that again.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, and holy, holy.
Share with people all the time is God is all about relationship, and God is all about coming. And when we're just sitting here, I just feel like it's like I just see like God like has His hands out and like saying, come. And you know what? Everybody needs a hug. Everybody has needs. And I just want you to understand, he's just got His hands out to you and just saying, come, come to me. And something I pray for people all the time is this, and I'm just praying it for you right now, but I'm challenging you, make this your prayer. Jesus, I don't know how to get to you, but I know you know how to get to me. So I'm just inviting you to come and interrupt my life with your presence. I want you. I need you. I don't even know what I need or what is going on, but I need you and I want you. You are my choice. If that's your heart, just tell Him amen. Just tell Him amen. That's what I want is I want you, Jesus, whatever that means. I just see Him with His hands extended to you right now. I just see Him.
seek you first, Lord. You will hear our voices early in the morning and late in the night. We will sing your praises, giving you the glory, offering our lives to you, a holy sacrifice. Oh,